Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes as we share, well, this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 27. Here, Jesus questions his disciples about his identity, and Peter declares to him, declares that he is the Messiah. And speaking to the disciples about his identity and mission, Jesus speaks for the first time about his forthcoming suffering and death and teaches them about discipleship and what being his followers truly entails. And God's guiding word for us as we continue this week is discipleship. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 8 at verse 27. Then Jesus and his disciples went away to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Tell me, who do people say that I am?" "Well, some say that you are John the Baptist," they answered. "Others say that you are Elijah, while others say that you're one of the prophets." "What about you?" he asked them. "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Then Jesus ordered them, Don't tell anyone about me." Then Jesus began to teach his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. He will be put to death, but 3 days later he will rise to life." He made this very clear to them. So Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus turned around. He looked at his disciples and he rebuked Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. "Your thoughts don't come from God, but from human nature." Then Jesus called the crowd and his disciples to them. If any of you want to come with me," he told them, "you must forget yourself, carry your cross, and follow me. For if you want to save your own life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for me and for the gospel, you will save it. Do you gain anything if you win the whole world but lose your life? Of course not. There is nothing you can give to regain your life. If you are ashamed of me and of my teachings in this godless and wicked day, then the Son of Man will be ashamed of you when he comes into the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And then he went on to say, "I tell you, there are some here who will not die until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 8, verse 29, where Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." You know, beloved, it tells us up here, excuse me, in verse 31, that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of law. These three groups of people combined made up the High Sanhedrin, the highest council that ruled in Israel. And so these three together then would be the legal representation of the nation of Israel. When they spoke, they would be speaking for the nation of Israel. And so when they rejected Jesus, then the whole nation of Israel rejected Jesus. But it's interesting, you know, that when you see the disciples, they just get told that, you know, Peter's going to have the keys of heaven and hell. He's basically being told he's going to be the crown whomever, you know, in the kingdom. And then Jesus turns around and pulls the rug out from underneath them by saying, "But I'm going to die. How could any of these things come true that he just promised them if he were dead?" And that's what Peter and the others could not understand. And so Peter tries to dissuade Jesus. But beloved, no matter what else we learn about the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry, we must remember that he came to this earth for a specific mission. He came here to die as the anointed one, as the Messiah, to become God's perfect sacrifice for our sins. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I boldly confess that you are the Messiah, God's anointing one, the promised Savior who has come into the world. You suffered and died on a cross for my sake, but rose again so that I might have eternal life and dwell with you in glory. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Well, it brings our time together today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Mark chapter 9, where three disciples witness Jesus' transfiguration and Jesus heals a boy with an evil spirit. Until tomorrow, then, may all of God's blessings be yours.